Sports as soft power, two models, one stress test. Formula One's deliberate expansion into the Gulf following Liberty Media's 2017 acquisition of the sport created an elegant calendar structure. Bahrain opening the season, Saudi Arabia in the spring, Abu Dhabi closing it, built on premium hosting fees and modern, well-funded circuits. The regional conflict has fractured that structure, with Bahrain and Saudi Arabia deferring their races at commercially significant cost, and Abu Dhabi's confirmation arriving partly as a bid to prevent further financial damage. The sport's governing posture, go where invited and paid, engage rather than boycott, has become harder to sustain as the conflict context grows more direct. Some drivers have historically been willing to speak on human rights issues in the region. The current grid has been notably quieter. What the tourism data makes unambiguous is that the ancillary economic argument for Gulf hosting is no longer operative. A 66.8% occupancy rate and a tourism authority that has stopped publishing its own figures do not support a claim that Formula One is generating meaningful economic benefit for the host community. The U.S. Open's Player Council represents a structurally different model for managing the relationship between sport, money, and power. Players are not merely demanding a larger share of a $108 million purse, they are seeking structural input into scheduling, format, and ranking points decisions. Hegula's discipline in withholding judgment until substance could be evaluated, rather than reacting to the optics of engagement, reflects a maturity in player organization that tennis has been slower than other major sports to develop, in part because of the difficulty of coordinating thousands of independent contractors across four separate governing bodies. The broader lesson from four decades of labor dynamics in professional sports is consistent. When players organize effectively and maintain credible leverage, governing bodies adapt. A player council with genuine Grand Slam engagement is a structural step towards something more durable than episodic protest, and the USTA willingness to lead the four majors in transparency suggests at least one governing body has internalized that lesson.